Hello and welcome to It Doesn't Work That Way with me, Kalisha Zachary.
And me, Kashelle.
I'm excited for 2025. We here, y'all.
We here.
So in 2025, Kashelle, yes. You want to give our listeners, we love you listeners. Thank y'all for rocking with us.
Yes, for sure.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. You want to give them an update?
I get to do that?
You can do that.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh. Okay. I'm super, super excited. So, you know, here at Watts Productions,
yes,
we are very, very, very deep dreamers.
Mm-hmm.
And we truly believe in our heart, like, if you can think it, you can do it.
Facts.
And then we put that extra initiative behind it. Okay, we thought it. Okay, we're doing it. And then we're going to do it in a big way. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I'm super excited to announce that we have launched the Watts Podcast Network.
Hold for applause.
I know you right.
Yes.
And we are just super excited about this network. It's going to showcase new perspectives, thought-provoking dialogue, compelling narratives,
mm-hmm.
and Watts Productions media brands and more. So as an independent media organization, our growth here is really serious to us mm-hmm. and what we do. And last year, our team sought out to collaborate with emerging podcasters to create this network that we have. Mm-hmm. And I'm super excited about it.
I am too.
So, because you want to know why?
Why?
I'm excited about it because we are very unique.
Unique? That's what you are. Shout out, Beyonce. Go ahead.
And so we're very unique in the instance of like how we see things.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes artists dope. Like, no one has Basquiat's eye.
Correct.
He was the only one.
And it will never come back again.
Ever.
You can imitate it.
All
but
day.
You could never duplicate it.
No. And so that's what I love about artistry. That's what I love about artists. Like, it's so unique. Nobody, there'll never be a Michael Jackson.
What? Come on. Ever. Ever
only
again.
Once only
like Michael
once.
Had a whole nation army. I can't, I won't go there. We will not go
can
there.
We go there for just 1 minute? Just 1 minute.
one minute.
Just 60 seconds.
60 seconds go.
Name an artist today that had the whole country, the country's army marching behind them.
I can't. I literally, like, y'all, Michael, when I watched like a documentary on Thriller,
come on,
he literally put his heart in his music. Like, they put a stethoscope. I'm saying that wrong. Sorry, all of my medical people out there. But he put it to his chest to record his heartbeat. And that is, like, what went into the music. Like, that, what?
That level of intentionality.
Yeah.
But, again, I can circle back. I'm coming back to
come
the uniqueness.
Back. Come back.
The uniqueness.
Come back.
So what I'm excited about the network is like it's super unique.
Yes.
It has the Watts stamp on it.
Yes.
That unique stamp on it.
Dope.
And it's a true collaboration.
Yeah.
And we were having a talk. We talk business a lot. And we were having a business conversation. And you were talking about the difference between those who collaborate. You was like, oh, do you remember where you
on one level mm-hmm. you will see people competing with each other
mm-hmm.
and then there's another level where you will see people collaborating with each other.
That's Watts.
And that is Watts Production as a whole. We never believe in doing anything on our own, and we never believe in bringing people into the fold unless we've been tested.
Okay.
So we did season one and we were like, this is great. Mm-hmm. And there's so many dope, amazing voices out there that you need to be able to bring to the forefront. So I'm excited mm-hmm. for what's getting ready to drop in 2025. Super excited about working with J.M. Knighton and his show. It's going to be amazing and there's more to come. So stay tuned. I won't drop everything right here, right now, but I'm excited. And if you're doing anything great, remember, don't do it alone.
Oh.
Okay.
You're giving keys early
in the episode. But I also want everybody to go to our website, wattsproductions.com. Shout out wattsproductions.com. Shut. It's a poor frog that won't croak in his own pond. Okay. Exactly. So shout out wattsproductions.com. Sign up for our newsletter, which is now the Watts Announcer. And you can stay up on all the things that are coming from this beautiful multimedia production company located in the heart of Dallas,
you
Texas.
You better talk.
Shout out Dallas.
Real talk. Can we shout out Dallas?
Can we shout out Dallas?
So Dallas has been, we're originally from Tulsa,
shout
Oklahoma.
Shout out 918.
Shout out 918. But we've been, I say we Dallas natives. We've been here 20 plus years.
Yeah, this is home.
It is. But I can say this, mm-hmm. as an entrepreneur, Dallas has been good to us.
It has.
And that's the shout out I want to give to D-Town.
Come on, Dallas. Mm-hmm. As filmmakers. Mm-hmm. Entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. Socially, mm-hmm. I love Dallas. I love what it has to bring. I love when I'm on a plane and I'm coming in, depending where I'm coming in, from the east or the west.
Come on.
But when I see downtown, I'll be like, that's home.
Yes.
Okay. So
I love it.
For all you listening all over the world, I'm sure you feel that way about your home, but make your way to Dallas. Mm-hmm. Come and visit D-Town.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good things happening here.
There is.
Yes,
there is.
I appreciate it.
So what's on tap for today's session?
Okay, Kashelle. So I was so excited to get in a car and drive down 75. Y'all, shout out 75 in Dallas to get here to record. Because I was like, I want to talk about, is all public relations fair?
Ooh.
Cliche.
Okay. Mm-mm.
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 Okay.
It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't. And you know what made me kind of go here is a couple things. Like last year, I remember, Amanda Seals. Shout out to Amanda Seals.
Yes.
She's been in the game for a long time.
Truly.
And so, you know, she's a veteran, right?
I would agree.
And I loved, and I still love Insecure. Like, I love that show.
Why?
It was me on it. Like, it was black people, and it was funny, and it was different, and it was mm-hmm. refreshing, mm-hmm. and it was well-produced, mm-hmm. super high-quality, mm-hmm. dope soundtrack. I remember listening to the show and trying to find the songs.
Exactly. And I think one of the reasons why I...
Watching the show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think one of the reasons why Insecure is a show to be studied is not only that it featured us, the storyline was about us,
mm-hmm.
but the writers, you can tell it, like, we were in that writer's room.
We
and
were
it was felt
deep in that writer's room.
Yeah.
Deep.
I agree with you.
And that felt good because mm-hmm. it was us. And then she gave the backdrop to, you know, LA.
She
allowed me, someone who doesn't live in LA, you know, who's been there but never been there.
Yeah.
You know, she mm-hmm. gave me that backdrop. So, amazing show. And I thought, oh my God, in real life, they probably like all hang out. You know, this is me just with my rose color glasses on, you know, like they're friends. And then when she revealed last year, I think on Club Shay Shay,
yeah.
you know, she talked about how, you know, there was some beef there. You know, the root of the issue was around, you know, Sister Ray's publicist, allegedly, apparently,
right.
Who kicked her out of a Hollywood event.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so my belief in that image of them, like I wanted to keep them in that world, but they're real people that live outside of it. They were just portraying characters.
Mm-hmm.
Did the
role of the publicist go too far? Is that what publicists do?
Well, okay. So let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I hear people, and I'm on an independent level. I have a full production company. I understand you got to get your name out there. But we don't want to grow too fast without being vetted in a lot of areas.
Right.
And I would assume, but when on this independent level, I deal with some PR, some stuff, but not to that level. Right.
Right.
And when I hear some folks like, I got to ask my publicist and this and that, I thought it was like more of a vanity play. I'm being 100% real. Like, mm-hmm. oh, okay, yeah. Like, what? And then when the story also came out in last year, around the movie with Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni.
Okay.
It Ends With Us. Sorry. That was the and thing. I did watch it.
Okay.
I think I watched it because of all of the
controversy around the film.
The controversy around the film. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it and was like, oh, I want to see that film. Mm-hmm. So I think I watched it for that. But, you know, there's this whole thing with now they're like doing smear campaigns against each other.
The two individuals that played in the film or the public relations company?
Okay. So from what I read mm-hmm. and what I, so first thing I was shocked was that allegedly Mr. Baldoni didn't pay the remaining of his bill to the PR company, and they listed an amount for per month. Mm-hmm. And my jaw dropped to the floor. Mm-hmm. It was like $25,000 for a 12-month contract.
$25,000 a month for a year contract.
Yeah.
With Baldoni's PR
team. Yes. I don't know their name, so I'm with it. Mm-hmm. But when I thought about it, I was like, that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So what am I getting for that? Mm. Okay, so if it was, you know, let's go back to Sister Ray, if her publicist was to, you know, ensure that she works the event at the door. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We got to have a publicist on here.
Yes, we do.
We're getting a publicist. This is going to be a 2-part episode.
Okay.
Because I'm going to ask a publicist on here to help educate me and this audience on what is it that you do.
Yes.
Because right now it feels like their industry is being uncovered.
Okay.
Right. You know, I think the New York Times article was, we can bury anyone.
Mm.
And so, you know, is it from you kicking me out of a party, or is it from you making sure that when someone Googles Justin Baldoni or Amanda Seales or Issa Rae, that the conversation about them is positive?
Okay.
Is that what they do? Right. But here's the thing. Allegedly, they have some folks in the PR world have bots.
Okay.
That can go on and start to put out a narrative about you. And like, you could post a picture of you and maybe they'll do a comment and that'll kind of take itself off in the ether. And then, you know, everybody reading, they 15 seconds and they read it and they have formed an opinion of you publicly.
That's scary.
My God. That's why I said, is it fair?
Oh, it's totally not fair. So no, it doesn't work that way. And then it sounds like you're uncovering a PR Skynet. It Doesn't Work That Way podcast offers enlightening perspective into the experience of both independent creatives and seasoned industry professionals across television, film, journalism, and beyond. Hosted by Kalisha Zachary and Kashelle Zachary, experts with extensive knowledge, invaluable insights, and engaging wit, the podcast provides in-depth explorations of crucial moments and processes related to career advancement and life purpose.
Not Skynet.
Yes.
Yes. Shout out Sarah Connor. Terminator.
Yes. Is that the goal? Is that the goal of the PR group, to terminate?
Ooh. Because right now, the way I look at it is,
is it to terminate, or is it to make sure that they are presenting the most positive, you know, platforms for their clients?
Well, let me ask you this. When you heard Amanda share what she shared about the publicist and just the public, it happened to bring Issa's name into it because that's who she worked for. Even though Issa may not have had anything to do with the situation, mm-hmm. what did you think? Did you think about the publicist, or did you think about Issa and her relationship to Amanda?
The first thing I thought about was hierarchy.
Okay.
The first thing I was like, well, the publicist is not working alone. The publicist is not its own publicist, right?
Mm-hmm.
The publicist has a client. So the first thing I thought about was, who is the publicist's client? Oh, the client is Issa. Oh, okay. And so that means Issa is giving direction to the publicist. Or is the publicist giving direction to Issa, trying to figure out how that plays, right? Right. So when we found out that the publicist didn't have a liking to Amanda,
mm-hmm.
you wonder, is that under the contract? How does that work? You know,
or is it personal?
Yeah, like how much did that play under the services that are being provided, mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. was that something that was outside of the services being provided?
Mm.
So when Amanda was transparent to share, you know, what that relationship was on Club Shay Shay, I was surprised to hear that Miss Ray was like, oh, you guys work it out between each other. Mm-hmm. That was surprising to me because I'm like, well, that's someone you hired, right? So if I was, that part was like a little bit confusing to me because as a business owner, if someone is telling me that, you know, they're having some grievances with someone that I've hired, I don't think I would instruct for them to go work those grievances out inside of me because I hired them and they're working on my behalf,
right?
Of my, of me personally or my organization collectively, right? So I feel like that may have been maybe personal and maybe one party didn't know, like, okay, we're no longer being professionals.
Correct.
This is now a personal conflict.
Got it.
But if it was always working under the guise of professionalism, then I felt like as a business owner, I should come in because I hired that PR person.
Correct.
And let me level set this, like, hey, let's remain professional.
Correct.
If there's any personal grievances that we have against each other, this is not the place for us to show it. But again, you know, you don't have all the details.
You don't. And I don't want all the details. What I what I'm hoping is that is that
fair?
Yeah.
No.
Or just. Let's just say just because.
Oh, when you start talking about justice, well, now, you're switching up the game.
But wait a minute. Let's just say just in the sense of that it is just that everybody doesn't get along.
Sure.
Okay. And it's also just that I don't need to be your best friend to get a job done.
Facts.
And it's also just that this PR person could do great work. I mean, I'm hoping that she do great work. She working at that high level with, you know, Sister Ray. That's a high level. Let's be clear.
Define high level.
Mass media.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. We you can get media out there, but mass media is the folks that can call the Hollywood Reporter. Mm-hmm. They got them on speed dial. Like when mass media.
Okay, I'm
Entertainment Tonight.
I hear you.
So like if you got that
Variety.
Deadline.
Okay.
And
CNN. MSNBC.
MSNBC. Come on, friend.
I'm with you.
Mass media. So that's when I say a high level and they have that connection. It has to be a high level if you're spending $25,000 a month.
So now we're going back down to Baldoni and Sister Lively.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that, you know what? And this is the other thing. The public image of these actors that their faces are known all over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see their work and you see them on the red carpet and they're polished and everything looks great. And then you hear these stories and it starts to chip away a little bit. Because I was a Gossip Girl fan. I'm sorry. I was.
I've never seen an episode.
XOXO. Okay.
Not one.
And I love Serena Vanderwoodson. Okay. So
I lived that show through your through your description.
Shout out to Gossip Girl. Okay. But Chuck and Blair was my favorite. But we won't go there. But anyway. So like, you know, it kind of chips away at that public image of them because you're starting to get to see the underbelly of everything that's being exchanged. And so they have published in this filing because Justin Baldoni has filed a $250 million lawsuit against the New York Times.
Okay, so he's sending a real message.
Okay.
Because it could have $250 million lawsuit against the New York Times.
A credible publication.
Okay, because...
Because he said they skewed the narrative in her favor by not posting the full string of text messages that was sent between him and his PR representative.
Can we drop an early key?
Please.
Okay, so early keys to whoever's listening to this. Because we live in such the era of everybody wants to show everything.
And they will.
From a professional standpoint, you must, and I'm imploring to you all, you must write texts and emails as if anyone in the world can retrieve them, see them, find them. You have to do that. But anyway, they did their thing in text messages and the New York Times
did
not fully share the whole text message. They shared enough to favor
Sister Lively.
So would you say her PR is working for her?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Because when I read that, I was like, what? He did what? I never said like, oh, it was alleged or whatever. I just was like, what? That happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's on that level, Sony? Then, like, what are we talking about here?
Then you see his lawsuit. You see his he went back and said, hey, y'all got that wrong. And then you got to see what the full text message looked like. Yes. Then how did that make you feel? Taking in this information.
Trust no one.
Ooh.
Like, do not because let's do this. I want to do this.
Okay.
What is the job of a public relations? Because I looked it up.
Okay.
It inherently involves presenting information in a way that benefits the client.
Mm.
Sometimes requiring, listen to this.
I'm listening.
Selective disclosure or positive framing, even if the full picture isn't always portrayed.
So half truths.
Isn't that a lie?
Well, if it's the truth, it's not. It's just not the full context truth.
So then yes, her PR did their job. Mm-hmm. They're worth whatever their invoice is, because when I seen that, I was like, what? And if Sister Ray's PR person, if her job was
to keep out
Amanda Seals can't come into this party, then she did her job. And then the PR person is not to blame if that was what was done. Mm-hmm. But public image is so important.
Mm.
You know, because I'm sure that's what drove people to the theaters to see the movie. The movie did extremely well.
How did you feel about the film?
Nobody does it better than the Watts Podcast Network.
Thank you for listening. It Doesn't Work That Way podcast is sponsored by Frame of Reference. The series explores the vulnerable and often hectic lives of a close group knit of friends and provides a truthful evaluation of how fear and past misfortunes can define our present point of view. You can stream season one of Frame of Reference on the Roku channel, Tubi TV, or Prime Video. Okay, we can come back to that. Keep going.
Well, I probably want to read the book. It's really hard to take a book adaptation and make it into a movie.
I would agree.
And I want to read the book. Mm-hmm. But what I don't know is if the book was written from a lens that I could relate to.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Culturally.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I think we women can relate to
Say no more.
So I love Blake Lively. I think she's an amazing actress. I had never heard of Brother Baldoni.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he did good. He directed it too, which I thought was, you know, whatever. And then I was like, well, let me see it. Because she got bad PR first. So then maybe we could switch it and say his PR actually did what they're worth.
So,
but the text messages said that the PR person in the text message said, because I read the case last night, said it wasn't them. They were like, we didn't do this. This wasn't our credit. They said it was organic because she was tone deaf and pushing the movie.
Okay.
She being Blake Lively was tone deaf because it was a movie around domestic
violence. So basically she generated her own criticism.
That is what
from her
correct.
Her tone deafness. But
correct.
It sounds like that the PR is working in the favor of both parties, right?
It sounds like the PR is working in the favor of for both parties. So maybe, depending on how it plays out.
So
he got dropped by his agency, which is a huge agency.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So in essence, mm-hmm. if I'm hearing you right,
mm-hmm.
All PR is not fair. It doesn't work that way.
No.
However, it does appear that it's working in favor of the clients.
Correct.
On either side of the coin.
Correct. And if you have the right budget,
mm-hmm.
if you're at that level, you can have someone come in and help protect your public image, which is why we're going to get somebody in PR on here, because I don't believe in saying damaging things about anybody's industry that they work in. Right. You know, people say, oh, lawyers or whatever. But if you need a good lawyer, you're going to want a good lawyer.
For sure.
Okay. So you can't say, oh, lawyers are, we ain't going to do that. Because if I need a good lawyer, I want a good lawyer.
I think it's always that tone until you need them.
Until you need them. Mm-hmm. Okay. So mm-hmm. like, oh, I wouldn't have a dermatologist until you need it. You know what I mean? It's not. And all, you know, let me tell you this. I'll tell a story to our audience as we come to a close on this. I thought about this in relation to our film production.
Okay.
Right? Like, we go great lengths to stay true to our values. Patience, integrity, and respect. It drives everything that we do.
Everything.
And I can see how people could say something, and now it's not going to get out into the ether as mass media, right? But it got back to me that someone mentioned on our set that they were not fed.
Wow.
And I didn't hear it. Mm-hmm. And I'm only going from somebody who told me this. So mm-hmm. I don't know if it's true, but let's say it was true.
Okay.
Okay. And let's say we were playing on the level of that level. Sony's backing us. You mm-hmm. got, it's a lot.
I think
in mass media, we could get it out and it wasn't true, or they halfway gave the information.
Sure.
That to me is what's not fair. So what are you truly trying to, what are you truly trying to protect?
I think you have to pick and choose mm-hmm. your battles, right? Okay. So someone saying that they didn't get craft services on
but
a
they
watch
did,
it.
Though. They did.
is, you know, it's, it depends. But then you hear the same things, I think, on the set of Color Purple, the film.
I did.
They
right.
was there were grievances about catering, and there were grievances about transportation.
You are
and
so right.
You're so it happens on the micro level and mm-hmm. the and the major level. But I think what's important is I can let that pass. If you say, you know, you didn't get craft
it's
services,
small.
It's
that's small. Okay, but, I'm with you. I'm
but,
with you.
You know, I want that PR power if someone is like coming for us and it's highly damaging.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? And so I can take somebody saying, you know, I didn't get craft services. Mm-hmm. Fine, that's something that I can investigate and even do a better job of ensuring, right? But they did. The person did. Anyway, but if it's something on a larger scale, mm-hmm. something that is involving people's mental health, physical well-being, yeah. if it's something that is detrimental to not only the values that we stand behind, then yes, I would want... But see, I'm kind of conflicted with that. I don't want to spin a half truth. I want to stand in my truth and be like, I need you to go do everything that's in your power to make sure that this is a balanced statement.
Yeah.
I'm not in the business of hurting people.
Correct.
And so if it's, you know, I don't know what their motivation is. If it's just pointing fingers like he say, she say, you know, I'm saying this negative thing about him, so now he's going to say this negative thing about me. I don't know what their motivation is. Is it about, I don't know.
Can I be honest
Please.
With the whole, I want to be honest with two things, because we referenced Sister Ray.
Yes.
And Brother Baldoni and Sister Lively.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to Issa,
mm-hmm.
I know she has a lot on her plate.
Okay.
Right? And when I say that, a lot of responsibility. She has a lot of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And in that situation, she was the chief. She was the person that was in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to protect and look out for everything. And I'm going to just believe and hope mm-hmm. that her decision that she made was in the best interest of her PR person, who is a full person,
mm-hmm.
and in the best interest of Amanda Seals, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll leave it there. You know, I'll pray to God that they take any lessons learned mm-hmm. and apply them towards the future.
I agree.
And also have some self-accountability if there was any mean girl mm-hmm. stuff happening, that it gets addressed, and it just doesn't need to live
anywhere.
It doesn't
else.
Need to leave anywhere, but especially don't need to live amongst Black women.
I agree.
So it don't need, let me be clear, it doesn't need to live anywhere
mm-hmm.
for anybody,
mm-hmm.
but especially among Black women in Hollywood.
I would totally agree. See, that's a part two. So that's another episode. So
okay.
I think we do got to revisit this one.
Yep.
And I really want to deep dive on the PR guest that we bring in.
Yeah, because I want to know, what does good PR look like?
That point.
Yeah.
That point. And so I want to make sure we do that. But the keys, what's the keys for this episode?
And let me go back 1 second.
Sure.
Then that was for Sister Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Then for Sister Lively and Brother Baldoni, the way this plays out, and by the time we have our guests on there, we may know some more about the case or whatever, and they could kind of shed some light on
mm-hmm.
What good PR looks like, because that ain't my ethos. I'm not tested in that area. I can only rely on the people we've worked with ourselves as a production company,
right.
So I need an expert to sit here, so I won't speak on that. But my other thing is that if you can't take accountability for whatever was done on both sides,
okay,
you're in trouble in this age.
Okay.
Because before, we wouldn't have known. It was a time where we had to guess what Michael Jackson was doing.
You ain't never lied.
And then he dropped Thriller. You know what I mean? It wasn't like he had a, hey guys, I'm in the studio with the Making the Thriller. You didn't get that. No. You got that after the fact.
And okay, I'm not gonna go on this Michael Jackson thing. Okay, I'm gonna let that go. But you are absolutely
right.
But
you see what I mean? Mm-hmm. So my thing is that if you know, some of the things that are pushed out about they're using their PR teams to smear each other,
right,
or the PR person to do the nasty work in Hollywood on any level.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we got to stop that in this age, because people on the internet are, they're internet sleuths. They will find stuff you did 15, 20 years ago and bring it to the forefront. So it's a matter of you saying to yourself, hey, I need to change my behavior when it comes to people. So the key is, okay, is your personal character directly linked to your public relations? If someone came up to the world and said, the Zachary sisters are mean, they lying. Do you understand what I mean?
I do.
Because I don't need a PR person to say, oh, I got to protect Kalisha's image from...
What I think you're saying is that you don't need a PR person to protect your character.
Because your
character is solid.
Ding, ding, ding.
So if the PR person did come in to navigate, it's something outside of character and behavior. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. your character, it is what it is. So
and let's let that land.
I agree. I think we live in an age where people think that if I'm talented, I don't have to have good character. Like, that again, talent is not enough.
And season one.
Okay.
Season one of It Doesn't Work That Way podcast.
It's character. I don't know how, you know, and that's hard to relay that to somebody
mm-hmm.
that it struggles with listening or receiving feedback.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
that'll be the lesson.
That will be which
we're seeing now play out.
Exactly.
With,
because with now characters. They're going back and finding old videos, and then you'll hear people say, you know, I waited on Jennifer Lopez and she was mean to me, and they'll mm-hmm. get on their TikTok and they'll put it out there in the ether. And then it's like, what? You know, there's some artists that I just don't want to hear about. I don't want to hear that they mean or whatever, because I love, you know, I love what they produce as products, but their product producing and their public image is so intertwined mm-hmm. that you're like, oh, you know what? I don't, you know, they made you feel some kind of way, because it didn't. And let me go end on this. It didn't make me not like Insecure from what Insecure did for me
mm-hmm.
when I watched it as a consumer back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But it did make me look side eye at a lot of stuff, like, oh, we not going to do Mean Girl. Mm-hmm. Not in Hollywood, but is that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was trying to put myself in Amanda's shoes. Like, I know that was embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Hollywood, it party,
mm-hmm.
thrown out. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would have left.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been like, okay, bye-bye.
I think that's what she did.
But the guy tried to bring her back. Anyway, we won't bring up the episode, but yeah. I'm just saying that, is your personal character directly linked to your public image? Is your character real? And I think if you build yourself, your business, your brand, whatever that is, outside of your talent, you're working on your skill and your talent as whatever you are doing in this world, is your character enough to say, I don't care if you're a doctor, you have to take the Hippocratic Oath anyway, but is your character enough to say, oh, I left the scalpel in her stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go back in there and get it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or tell the truth on that. What's the character that lies behind what it is that you do?
Right.
And so we're going to be back on this episode, because it was a deep pause for me.
Yeah.
As I was reading the news and going from there. So yeah, we'll come back. We'll do a part two. We're gonna get an expert on here, friend.
I'm excited about that, because yes. I really want to know mm-hmm. if it doesn't work that way.
How does it work?
Okay.
Okay, friend. So y'all, thank y'all for listening to It Doesn't Work That Way. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Bye, Kashelle.
Bye, Kalisha. This
Happy
was a
New
great,
Year.
Season two opener.
Yes.
I'm excited for the season. Happy New Year, everyone. Talk to you soon.
Bye.